Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, my guest is Hayden Cashin. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Cashin Marketing. Hayden is a career marketer. He's worked as head of digital marketing for Ottawa Sports and Entertainment Group. He's been a digital marketing advisor for Poutre Noir. He has the social media advisor for CPAC. He's been an instructor and co-founder for the Modern Marketing Certificate Program. And currently he serves as chief executive officer at Cashin Marketing, working with some of the largest brands in the world. Today, he's going to teach you all about content marketing, some of the most core principles in creating content that resonates with your audience and then distributing it to make sure you can get that piece of content in front of the most eyeballs possible.
My name is Hayden Cashin. I'm the CEO of Cashin Marketing, and today I'm going to be talking about content and distribution. The way I look at content is three pillars. Number one, what is the goal of your content? Are you trying to sell products? Are you trying to generate leads? Are you trying to foster engagement? Are you trying to build brand depth? What is the goal of the content? Number two, who's the audience you're trying to communicate to? Is it mothers? Is it contractors? Is it athletes? Is it teenagers? Who is the audience? The content is essentially the birth child of step one, the goal, and step two, the audience you're trying to communicate to. But the third pillar is, how are you going to differentiate yourself from the competitors? So I would call the third pillar the value propositions. What are the things about your service offering or your product that makes you different, aka better than the competitors? How can you position that to make you better than the competitors? The way I like to think about this is, I like to study the competitors in the landscape, put a list of all their value propositions, the things they're great at, and then have another list beside it of the things my business is great at. Cross-reference the two lists to find the things that my business is great at that the competitors aren't great at. Those are the core value propositions that you now want to communicate within the content. So just to summarize, the content is birthed out of, what is the goal? Who are you trying to communicate to? And what are the value propositions? This concoction is what's going to make your content stand out and actually resonate with the audience and give them a compelling argument of why they should do business with you. When you have that concoction, the way I like to structure it is a hook, body, and call to action. That's a standard way to structure it. So the hook is, within the first 2 seconds, how are you going to stop the end consumer from scrolling? Typically in a digital landscape, it'll be from scrolling. How are you going to stop them from scrolling? So you have to say something compelling that's contextual to them. So back to pillar two, the audience. If you're talking to mothers, you could simply say, are you a mother? That would be a great way to stop a mother. Or another way you could stop a mother is your baby crying right now? That would be a compelling way to stop a mother. If you want to stop an athlete, you could say something like, has your sport got you tired out? Is football draining you? Do you need a boost in your football performance if you're targeting football players specifically? So the hook is, how you're actually going to stop them. That's all you care about. A lot of the times people try to just go right into the body, and by virtue of that, they don't stop enough people, and enough people don't consume the content. So the hook is very important. All you're trying to do is stop the person. Then within the body, this is where you want to communicate the value propositions Once again, in a contextual way to the audience, right? So you want to say those unique value propositions from the list we cross-referenced that is going to make the end person actually compelled to do business with you based off of the contextual way you present it. So once again, if we're speaking to mothers, we may want to have the content be in an environment that mothers would resonate with. So maybe a daycare, or maybe the living room with a book and a candle and a baby stroller beside them, or something of that nature. We very much want to contextualize the environment and contextualize the language, but make sure we're communicating the value propositions of the product. And then finally, we want to have a call to action on the back end. So something that's very clear, very concise, go here to XYZ, or call this number to XYZ. Very clear, very concise. So to recap the two things we just talked about, how to create content is three pillars, really. What's your goal? Who's your audience? And what are the unique value propositions that are going to allow you to stand out? That's the concoction. Then you take it and you structure it in a way that is the hook, the body, and the call to action. Now, the second part of this whole talk is distribution. So that's the content side of things. If you go into the distribution side of things, the way I really see the digital landscape right now, and today is September 29th, 2021, the way I see it is TikTok and Instagram Reels are designed for growth. They're designed for people to see your content that don't necessarily follow you. So if you can actually create content that's going to compel people to consume it, to share it, to engage with it, the algorithm is going to reward you by showing it to more people. So you have the opportunity for scale. You have the opportunity for virality on TikTok and Instagram Reels. Therefore, the content you produce, so this is an additional layer to what we just talked about. The content you produce on these channels have to be designed for virality, for scale, because that's what these channels are good at. That's where the opportunity is within these channels. So TikTok and Reels for scale. What you want to do from there is bring them, in my opinion, to Instagram or potentially to Facebook. In my opinion, some people will say YouTube too. It really just depends how your business is set up. But for a simple argument, most businesses, I would say, let's go to Instagram. And that's where it's more of a closed community. Instagram outside of Reels. So I separate regular Instagram from Reels. Instagram outside of Reels is more of a closed, gated community. You don't necessarily post something and 50% of your views are new people from the discovery page. It's mostly, let's say, 95% your followers that are going to see it. So it's a closed gate. So once you get people to your Instagram, you can communicate to them more frequently because a follow is very valuable. A follow basically means now you have their attention over a long period of time until they unfollow you, in theory. So what do you want to do there? On Instagram, you want to build depth. So the content, once again, going back to the content argument we're talking about, you don't want to put a layer here for virality or scale. You want to put a layer here for depth. So when people come from Reels or they come from TikTok and land on your Instagram page, what's going to make them feel closer to you? So examples of this is potentially testimonials, potentially behind the scenes, potentially the origin story of your business, potentially showcasing the staff or things you're doing in the community, things that are going to make people feel more warm and compelled to do business with that brand. Not necessarily going to go viral on TikTok. Your testimonial will probably not go viral on TikTok, but when they come back to your Instagram page, it'll build depth with them. They're going to see somebody else, a third party, endorsing you. That's going to make them feel warmer towards your brand. Then finally, what you want to do from Instagram, where you build depth in there, is push them to your final objective, in my opinion. You want to either push them to your website, if that's where your final objective takes place, or potentially to YouTube, if you're a content creator. That might be the long form, where your final objective is to build a super fan, let's say on YouTube, that's willing to consume a 20-minute piece of content, or to your website, where you're going to sell to them or generate a lead from them. That, in essence, is how I see content and distribution. So to recap, content is the three pillars: the goal, the audience, the value propositions. That's the concoction, and the structure is the hook. Then to the body, where you communicate the value propositions, and then to the call to action. And then once you have that as kind of your content framework, you want to look at the distribution channels. TikTok and Reels should be designed for growth, scale. Instagram should be designed for depth, building depth, nurturing people, really getting close to them. And then that should eventually push to your final objective on your website or on YouTube or in another place, depending on your business. That is how I see content and distribution. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, my name is Hayden Cashin. That's HayedenCashion. I'm the CEO of Cashin Marketing, which basically focuses on paid digital advertising for clients in all different industries. Have a wonderful day.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information. But Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.